Diana Croft, audiobook reel.
He stands and holds his hand out to me. I climb to my feet and shake it. Not entirely sure what I'm shaking on, but I guess I have a new job.
Do sit down, he said. Which direction did you come from? Do you mind me asking? From the march or the hills to the west? My money, had I any, would be on the march, as it is rare we have visitors from the west.
He was hit with a brick. Hard.
He paused, still unable to say the words.
Anthony was hit with a brick?
Yes, across the head.
Who hit him with a brick?
A local kid from the estate.
The dealer.
I'm not sure, Paulie stammered. Well, I think so. Probably.
You might want to think about some extra security for a few days, advised the Socco, pulling off her gloves. You'd not believe the weirdos who'll come up here for a gander once it hits papers. People are bloody morbid. She said it with a savagery that made Patricia think she had been in the job too long. I'll bear it in mind, promised Patricia.
Library?
Arca waved across the square towards the Emperor's palace.
Over there. Would you show me, please, sir?
He coughed, a rasping noise that was almost a laugh.
Not a chance. I hate the place. Filled with braying donkeys and useless arseholes who love the sound of their own voices. Talking about things drives me to drink.
He raised his arm to Cassia.
Help me up, girl. The cold's settling in me bones.
She had wanted to gaze into the face of malice, to see the proof of her fears, to put herself in God's path and dare him to run her down. She wanted to understand the insanity, the psychopathic malice, the inner void of nihilistic spite, to believe in an evil that wasn't just petty and base. Noah had killed. She had killed. There had to be a reason for that. It had to have meaning.